We can get started. Welcome to the local building authority of Zion Mountain Local Service District. It is Tuesday, July 8th, 5:15, 54 Justice 9065 West Highway 9, Mount Carmitta. Is anyone on site to introduce theirs?
No, not presently. Birch came in the middle of that last meeting, but he left, so he was here, but he's gone now.
Okay. I think we have the same group online as last time, so I think we can move forward with an approval of the meeting agenda.
Go ahead, Steve.
So moved.
I'll second it.
All in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. Okay, it looks like we can move to 4A to review meeting minutes for our last meeting, June 26th.
Yeah, kind of a repeat of the previous meeting. So Steve, just catch up. It was another a minute approval heavy meeting where Annie had some prepared and we went through them and approved them item by item, I guess. Was the bulk of the meeting.
Okay.
If you have any questions on that, that's what that it was a special meeting for that purpose.
Got it. I will defer to you guys on the meeting minutes. They look fine.
Well, I'll motion to approve the meeting minutes for this. If I can see the day, Annie. Let's see, Thursday. Oh, there it is. I'm on my phone, excuse me. I motion we approve the meeting minutes for June 26th, 2025 for the Local Building Authority of Zion Mountain Local Service District.
I second that motion. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All right, I think we can move on to 4B, which I believe was the to review the funding request for June, and then...
Do we have a project manager on?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So you guys could present that. Annie,
yeah.
Hand up here. And...
The first item we had was assessor's payment of $15,000 for the services, and then High Road Building for $79,383.88. They've been working on utilities, some signs at the North Port, and then some stone as part of that number. Landmark testing, just doing their testing for concrete and different things like that, of $1,485. Overland Partners, the architects, of $2,900. And then Zion Mountain Builders of $245,361.90. They've been working on some framing, insulation, roofing, and concrete for a total of $344,130.78.
Yeah, a couple of comments. You know, the Overland Partners at $2,900. I actually think they're keeping the cost down compared to their estimate pretty good. Is that what you're seeing, assessor?
Yes, they've, I agree.
I think they've done a pretty efficient job of construction administration and keeping that minimized. So I'm kind of happy with how they've gone forward since we, you know, moved from Place Collaborative and Kenner yeah. Group. So,
yep.
Yeah, I think they're doing a great job.
Yeah, yeah, much more pleasant, much more efficient on requests and information. So, you know, I just wanted to basically report that to Steve because, you know, Todd and I are more familiar, but that was a move maybe we wish we would have made earlier, actually, now, but it's been good with them. We did do the specialized cement for at the visitor center, and part of this, a good chunk of this, probably the Zion Mountain Builders. We did a floor pour in the main building, and in that pour, we were the design was to place large selected aggregate pieces. You're talking 6-inch, 3-inch, 4-inch, you know, mix of sizes, in a random pattern. And after the pour was done and screeded, we placed rocks of that size into the cement so they were at the surface. And then they spent, you know, a good amount of time prowling over that to give it a skim. And then the test was that when we grind the floor, it exposes those large aggregates, revealing a pattern that will kind of, I guess, be a feature of the Discovery Center flat work or floor. So we're kind of holding our breath when they grind to see. They have to wait, I think, minimum 3 weeks to grind that. And we're going to grind a 1/4 inch and see if that reveals what we want, or maybe go a little deeper. But quite a project there. And I know that the rock work at High Roads doing, Evan down there, finally hit a stride with the type of look we want, where we're trying to kind of get that CCC look. I don't know, Steve, when you're coming down next, but you ought to swing by and look at the rock work on the visitor center, because it looks pretty, I guess, classical architecture. And cool. So we're excited.
What side of the building is it on? Where they're getting
it's on both buildings currently, but it's starting to go up on the main building, which is, I'd say, more significant than the office building. The office building, I don't think, is quite done either, because they're kind of waiting on flat work around the building and porches. But as they can, they're jumping onto the vertical stone. And I think it's going to look amazing when they're done. It'll be quite noteworthy look and feel for the project. So it's fun to see something besides just a bunch of, you know, dirt work and stuff, you know, takes so long to get out of the ground. It's kind of nice when you start to see some finishes and some things that have some eye appeal going on down there. So anyway, that's just a little context for you of kind of what's happening.
No, that's great. Let me ask Assessor, budget. How are we doing on the budget? I know we're, you know, trying to get these bonds closed and be like, you know, at or below budget. Are you guys feeling okay about it?
Yes, I feel good with the budget once we get this bond closed.
Okay. That's good.
And to that point, anytime we start to see eating into our contingency there, we want special alerts and attention, Tom and Mark, from that. We want to really keep our contingency free.
Absolutely.
Kevin, when do we have to start making payments on it?
I think after we open. And then the first 2 years is just kind of an interest payment.
Okay.
Before the full amortization kicks in. So we're probably at least 3 years away from full amortization, probably 2 years away from our first interest payment.
Okay. I just heard back. Thanks.
Anyway, I guess I'll motion to approve the invoices and the reimbursement requests for June 2025. And is it June and July both here, Annie?
No. It's the July funding request for June invoices.
Okay.
I'll reword that. I'll motion to approve the July funding request for June invoices in the amount of $344,130.78.
I can second it, Steve.
All in favor say aye.
Kevin, aye.
Steve, aye.
Todd, aye.
Alrighty.
I think that's it. Are there any other items that we want to discuss?
I'll go down and try and take a look at it, Kevin. As soon as I'll let y'all report back, Kevin and Todd, let you know what I think. But...
Yeah, we are trying to close that additional bond on the 10th. That's the schedule.
So do we need another meeting for that?
No, this is, I mean, you know, hold your breath because it seems like, you know, one more thing needs to be checked off the box or off the list. But right now we think this should wrap it up.
Speaking of that, Annie, I took a quick look and I couldn't see that any other minutes to approve. So I don't know if you can resend those from the top, but
okay.
I haven't found them yet. So.
I'll go do that.
Bird dog us anything you see coming from Gilmore Bell or that you need. You know, Todd has recent baby excuse, you know. He's a little bit in disarray maybe the last several days, but I have no excuse, but still follow up with me if you need something.
Okay, let me look really quick. If I'll resend the link if I don't have it, so.
Hey, can I ask one other question before we break on the funding and everything? This is going to be a little bit of a naive question, but, you know, Kevin, I know that the clock started ticking on the Ed TIF, or I'm trying to think of the actual name. It's the tax increment financing, the TIF. But in theory, there's probably been some revenue that's been generated above the baseline case, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is that being accumulated in an account, or does it work?
Yeah, it's just accumulating.
Do we have any reason to or right to know what that balance is, or not really?
I think we could ask the county.
Might be something interesting to know because the baseline was set for what year? Was it 2022 or is it
2020?
2020.
I thought it was 2019. Wasn't it 2019?
No, I think
that they actually took the numbers from.
Nope.
Oh, okay.
I'm pretty dang sure it was 2020 as the base year, but we didn't trigger it till end of 22 or something.
So in theory, for all of 23, 24, and now into 25, there should be 3 years accumulating.
We didn't trigger it. We didn't start it in 2020.
No. I was saying if you triggered it in 2022, would you get anything above the 2020 base starting in 2020?
Yeah. I mean, you would get it accumulating, but don't quote me on 2022 either. It might have been 2023. I mean,
okay.
Life is a blur with that.
No, I know. I just might be interesting to know that.
Well, I know we wanted to get it triggered. I think it was maybe, and then you have the whole tax year thing. And so even if we did it in 2023, January.
Understood. Yeah. But then we have 19 more years in theory, more or less. To collect
19 it. Or 18, one or the other.
Yeah, I just think it'd be good to keep our eye on that because to me it's like.
No, yeah, we definitely, and
because
we're working to include Hidden Canyon into that set of numbers and generation as well for that.
When does that happen?
I'd have to ask Birmingham.
All right.
Okay. We need to be sure that makes it. I don't think we've annexed that yet, so.
Well, that's what they're doing. That's what Birmingham's doing.
Yeah, let's get on that. Let me know how I can be helpful. Okay.
Yeah. Yep.
All right. Thanks, guys, for all the work you're doing. I know you're working your butts off. And thanks, Annie and team, for helping us.
Yeah. Yeah. I really appreciate it, Annie and everyone. Gilmore Bell is doing a really good job, you know, so I think they're pretty thorough. Driving me nuts today with requests, and probably Annie as well. But I think we'll get closed.
Okay, cool.
All right, well, I'll motion to adjourn.
I'll second.
All in favor say aye.
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 Talk later.
Yeah, thanks everybody.
Thanks everyone.